Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Super Podcast. My name is Morgan Freeman. Unfortunately, the podcasting co-host, B. Jemine, a.k.a. the terrible Australian, couldn't make it here tonight as he was taken by the sisters. I wish I could tell you he could put up the good fight and the sisters will let it be. But podcasting is no fairy tale. So, yes. Anyways, also on the podcast today is the podcasting co-host, Super Marcy. Hello, Marcy. How are you?
I'm Batman. I mean, hi.
I'm good to hear that, Batman.
Yeah, I'm Batman. I mean, I'm Super Marcy. Oh,
and I'm B. Jemine. Morgan Freeman's gone now, so.
Have you recovered from the sisters?
Oh, it was very painful. I felt so much pain and hurt, but luckily I was able to escape with the help of a Rita Hayworth poster. So.
Oh, cool. And the Monopoly guy.
And the Monopoly. I actually threw the Monopoly guy to the sisters and they just took care of him.
Poor Monopoly guy.
But don't worry, there's a group out there called Save the Monopoly Guy from the Sisters.
There is indeed.
So yes, I have, of course, the terrible Australian Bean, co-host, of course, of Super Podcast.
Yes. And Bead. Yes. Why am I a terrible Australian?
Okay, Marcy, why are you a terrible Australian this week?
Because I watched My Soul to Take, and it pretty much took my soul because it was so awful.
So pretty much the title sums up the entire movie.
It does. It takes your soul. It is like, it's like when you kind of expecting, it's probably not as bad as people say it is. So it's like as if you're kind of expecting a mediocre birthday cake, right? Instead, what you get on that birthday is a cake made up entirely of dog shit.
That's basically that famous picture of that cake that says, like, happy birthday, sorry for the herpes.
Pretty much. That's my soul to take, in a nutshell.
Wow, I really have to see this movie now, just to see if it's as bad as everyone says it is.
Oh my god, it'll be your terrible pick one week.
But the question is, Marcy, is this movie good enough to have an awesome audio commentary by the Super Podcast?
No, it is. It is too awful. Like, I do not want to watch it again.
Yeah. But I have an even better question: is it better or worse than Sharktopus?
It's on the same level with Sharktopus. At least Sharktopus was more like a shaking your head sort of. Duh. This was just like bleh, type of thing. Yeah. It's so bad. I mean, Wes Craven, stop making movies.
Or at least go back to making good movies. Or at least stop writing them for a while.
Or at least go watch New Nightmare and then teach yourself how to make a good movie again.
Exactly.
So, Bede, who is our guest for the show?
Alrighty, our guest.
Because this is no way segueing into the guest.
Of course. Anyways, as I was saying
before, I lost of course. Sorry.
Okay, of course.
Oh, wait, wait.
I can tell you right now, Marcy, this is like the most train wreck opening for a show ever.
Yeah, except when we listen to it, it'll be hilarious.
Of course.
wait for it.
Of course.
There we go. Thank you, Bison. Constant guest on the Super Podcast.
Okay, our next guest is, he's making his debut appearance on the show.
Popping his cherry.
Exactly. Pop.
So excited. Pop.
So, yes, it's his first time on the show. And that, of course, is Jacob. Or Jake.
Oh, hi, guys.
Jake likes movies, apparently.
I do. It's not just
but, how much, But how much do you like movies? That is the question.
I don't know. I probably should have named myself Jake Loves Movies, because I love them. Like, if I could, I'd play them. There's got to be a state where that's legal or something.
Possible. We could, like...
You can marry inanimate objects. There's people that marry their hands and stuff, isn't there?
I don't know, but that's kind of creepy. I mean, I could like, marry one of my DVDs, because that would be awesome. But I don't know if I'd marry a hand or a rock or something. That's just weird.
I think you'd marry if there was one DVD, Marcy, I know for a fact that you would marry if you had the chance, and that would be the one that has, like, Kurt Russell in it.
Yeah. I'd marry, like, The Thing DVD.
Ooh, that's a good one. Yeah, that'd be a good one.
So, yeah, after this very disturbing conversation about us marrying on DVDs.
Yes.
All right.
We'll move on to our topic in hand. For today's show, we have decided to talk about our favourite movie trailers.
And coincidentally, trailers are the number one most popular feature on DVD extras.
Yes.
Also Blu-ray.
Oh, and Blu-ray. Indeed. Well, you know what I mean. I mean, the general, like, you know, VHS. Because that was the only extras on VHS, was previews to upcoming movies.
That's not entirely true, because I remember sometimes they put a music video after the credits.
They did, indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Those Will Smith movies.
Yeah, as Bede would know, he can dance to Men in Black.
Of course, If I wanted to, I could do it right now, but, you know, this is a podcast and nobody will actually see me doing the dance, so...
Next time, video podcasting.
Of course.
Just for that.
Yeah, so, as I was saying before, we're talking about our favourite movie trailers, because, you know, I think you pretty much can't watch a movie without watching a movie trailer, because you need to have at least some kind of an idea of what the movie's about.
That is true, but I think... You know, back in the day, trailers did not give too much away, and they were okay to watch, because you got, you know, 2 minutes or so of a movie where you get the basic idea who's in it, who's the director, what the story might be, what the genre is. But it seems as though the last few years, trailers have taken a turn where they reveal everything, like plot twists, how it ends, what the secret is. And it's to that point where I just don't want to watch the new trailers, and they're definitely not like they used to be.
Yeah.
I think they just give away too much. They either give away too much, or they just spoil it, or they kind of get you excited, but then when you see the movie, you'll be ultimately let down because it's not what was in the trailer, or they mismarket the movies.
Exactly. Or in, yeah, exactly, like mismarketing, because I've seen a lot of trailers in my time where the trailer gives off one thing, and when you actually watch the film itself, it's completely different from what the trailer was marketing it as.
Yeah, I think a prime example actually is Catfish, which the trailer made it out to be some, like, you know, crazy thriller type of movie when it's not that at all.
Yeah.
That's a prime example of mismarketing a movie via the trailer.
Another one is Predators. Like, in the trailer, you see all these little laser sights on the dude, and you think, oh, man, there's going to be so many awesome Predators in this movie. It's going to be freaking ridiculous. And then you go there, and you see the movie, and there's, like, 4, 5?
Yeah. The lasers weren't even on him in that scene.
Post-productions. I don't know. It was weird. Yeah, disappointing.
It was, because that would have been really cool.
Yeah.
All right, Bede. Can you tell us one of your all-time favourite trailers and why it is one of your favourite trailers?
Alrighty. I think one of my all-time favourite trailers is the trailer, like the first trailer to Watchmen.
Stop stealing my bits, man.
Sorry.
Well, it's okay. We'll discuss the first trailer to Watchmen.
Which is like the most epic thing in the history of all things that are epic.
It's pretty epic.
It's epigasmic, I should say.
Can you describe it using the voiceover guy's voice?
It was the most incredible thing that he had ever saw. It came online when no one else expected it. And it blew his mind. They should hire me for, like, trailer voices now.
Yeah. And
or I could just do Morgan Freeman. Like, if you can't get Morgan Freeman to narrate your movie, just get me and I'll do it.
Yeah, I think that'll work. So, back to the trailer. This was the one that had the Smashing Pumpkins song.
Yep.
Which one is it?
The beginning is the end.
Yeah, whichever one. Which was from Batman and Robin, funnily enough. Because I have that soundtrack and the song is on there.
Yep.
Yeah, and this one mainly showed us, like, sort of like the origins, in a way, of Dr. Manhattan.
Yep.
And then it showed us a little bit of stuff from the movie. And it was just enough, I think, to really get the excitement going.
I agree. And you watch it, and it doesn't really, because, like, I think we already knew what Watchmen was about, but you can sit there watching this trailer and not know, because the trailer doesn't really give what the movie's about.
No.
But at the same time, you're like, holy shit, this looks amazing.
Mm. And it had that really awesome line at the end, I think, of Rorschach when, you know which line I mean, I can't think of it off the top of my head.
The world will look up and shout, save us.
And I'll answer, no. What a bastard. But anyway, no.
But I just love it.
Yeah.
I think I watched that trailer like about over 100 times.
I've still got it on my iPod, and I actually watched it the other day just out of randomness. And it's still.
When you guys didn't watch the trailer, I thought you were talking about another the theatrical trailer that had there's the classical music playing, and I don't think it has any dialogue of it at all. It's just the Philip Glass ensemble, I think, is what it is.
Oh yeah, I think that one was the Comic-Con trailer. That was like it was like 3-4 minutes of footage from the movie played.
Yeah, it's 2.5 minutes, and it's just mostly images, and it's pretty awesome. That's the one I liked.
I think the second trailer showed a bit more, like the actual theatrical trailer, but it wasn't as awesome as the first one. The first one, I think, is just that's what makes like a really perfect trailer without revealing too much, but just giving enough away to get you excited. Which I don't think they do that much anymore. Yeah.
Exactly.
Exactly. Of course.
Sure.
Where are we? Of course.
Of course!
Thank you, Bison. Your input is always appreciated. So, Jake, since you like movies, tell us one of your favorite trailers.
Man, where do I begin? I've been a big fan of the Pulp Fiction trailer because it's, I just like the style because it keeps the same style as Quentin Tarantino. Even in the trailer, you can tell.
Yeah.
He must have had a huge hand in it.
Yeah.
It's kind of a retro feel to it.
Mm-hmm.
And it has the same spirit as the movie, which is pretty awesome. I don't think, again, it doesn't reveal too much. I don't know what it is about it. It's just awesome. I could watch that probably as much as I could watch the movie.
Yeah, I think it's well put together. Like, when you watch it, it makes you excited to see the movie. Like, even if you've seen it, you know, 1,000 times, it still kind of gets you excited to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Well, we all love Pulp Fiction. Oh, yeah.
Especially me.
Yeah,
B you will know my name is the Lord.
Which wall is yours?
It's Impression Day on the podcast.
It's the Impression Day. Yeah. All right, one of my favorite trailers, which I just watched, like, just before we started, is the trailer to The Thing, which I mentioned earlier as being the DVD I would marry. Because it's a short trailer, because back in the day, I think trailers were only about 1.5 minutes. And basically, it shows you everything you need to see. It gives you the setting. It brings in, like, you know, some of the elements of what the film's about, and it shows you that it's going to be like an edge of your seat type of, you know, movie, because there's certain scenes where you just cannot sit still. It's so nerve-wracking, and it's such a great trailer, and watching it just makes me want to go watch the movie. And most importantly, it reveals that it stars Kurt Russell, and he has the best beard ever in a movie.
A gnarly arc beard for sure.
Yeah.
It's epic.
It is. It's such an amazing trailer, and it just, that, I mean, it defines what a good trailer is. It makes you want to go watch the movie, and I so want to watch it right now.
That's my Snowden movie. Anytime I'm Snowden, I pop in the thing and it scares the shit out of me.
Oh, man. Stuff. It's such a great movie. Oh, I got goosebumps just thinking about it. Ugh, Bede, do you want to give us another one?
Okay, another great trailer, and this is, again, another teaser trailer. It's the trailer to Cloverfield.
I don't remember that trailer very well.
Which is...
It's
like a great trailer, because that trailer was made before the actual movie itself was even made.
Yeah.
And it's basically just starts off as like at a party at somebody's house. Everybody's having a good time, and then all of a sudden there's like loud noises, and then they all go to the roof and they look out into the city. And I think they see like buildings starting to blow up and all that, so they run down the street.
Yeah, Statue of Liberty.
Yeah, and it just comes flying overhead. It just lands right in front of them, and it just ends on that.
I remember that now, actually. Yeah.
That's all right. And it's epic. It's like makes you think, what the fuck was going on there?
It really makes you think, what the fuck are those people doing? Because they're just standing there with their little cell phone cameras going, holy crap, oh my god. Nope, not running away, just standing there filming.
And it also makes you think, what the fuck did that to the Statue of Liberty?
Yeah,
you know?
It was the cool monster.
And of course, you know, you watch... Exactly, and that's sort of like, you know, like J.J. Abrams, you know, doing this thing like, what's the monster going to look like? People just for months until that movie came out were thinking, what's the monster going to look like? Is there like little hints of what's happening like within the trailer and shit like that?
Yeah, actually, that was an interesting trailer. Sorry. Cutting you off.
And it's awesome, so yeah.
Interesting. And Mr. Likes His Movies, do you have another one that you want to throw at us?
I don't have another particular trailer, but I do have a particular song that's featured in a lot of trailers. That makes almost all trailers awesome, even if it's more of a cliche than anything else now. It's the song from Requiem for a Dream. I think it's called Lux Eterna or something like that.
Yeah.
In all sorts of trailers.
That was even in, like, the Two Towers trailer.
Yeah, it was in the Two Towers. It was, I don't even know. It's in so many. It was in Tread of the Sunshine. It's been in, like, promos for, like, baseball teams or the TV show Lost. It's everywhere.
Yeah, I remember when it was in the Lost trailer for the TV, that got me so excited, like, crazily excited. It's that kind of music to just sort of make everything seem epic.
Yeah.
Like,
it's almost like a Pavlovian reflex now, too, because you hear it and you automatically think, oh, this is going to be cool.
Yeah, exactly.
No matter what, just recognize that song and you immediately know it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, and so to start the podcast off, I'm actually going to play the music. So when everybody starts listening, they're going to be so excited for this podcast. It's going to be awesome.
Exactly.
Well, we can't let you down then, can we?
No, we have to be really awesome. Actually, I've just now rediscovered a trailer, which... I think is another example of, you know, perfection with the trailer. And that's the trailer to The Exorcist, where...
Oh, God. That's
it just... It's got this amazing atmosphere, and it shows you just enough to make you want to see it, and it is scary. It does not really show you Reagan possessed, but it'll show you all the effects of this possession, and it gives you... It ends with that iconic vision of him under the, you know, in front of the house under the street light that's on the poster. I just watched it now and it just gave me goosebumps just looking at it. Like, that's what a trailer should be.
Yeah.
That's kind of like the definition of awesome trailer to sort of get you in the mood for something.
Mm-hmm.
Bede, did you want to mention any other trailers at the moment?
Also, I have to say, a recent trailer that I absolutely loved was The Tree of Life.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yes.
Just when you
like,
lost
I did
faith.
Not, I did not know anything about... Like, I knew of the movie, of course. You know, it's
Terrence Malick.
And everyone, like, jizzes themselves every time he, like, you know, his name's announced anyway. And he like only like makes a movie like every 300 years, so it's like always a big event when he does like make one. But yeah, like the trailer is absolutely gorgeous. Like visually and emotionally, it like grabs you right away.
Yeah, it's one of those just like you just look at it and it's like mesmerizing.
Yeah, it's like a piece of art, pretty much, that trailer.
It kind
of
gave me goosebumps. Like, I love it when something can give me goosebumps, like, in a trailer with a movie. Like, it's such a good sign, and it looks like it's going to be such an amazing film, so I really hope that it will be, obviously, but
how could it not be? The best trailers are the ones that raise more questions than answers, and that one definitely just has, like, what the hell is going on? I don't even know. It's just everything is in this movie. After seeing the trailer, I think I know less about the movie than I did before I saw the trailer.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you kind of need to have sort of a bit of mystery about a movie, you know, with a trailer. I'm trying to think of something recently that kind of revealed everything as an example, but of course I'm going, like, completely blank right now. Holy crap. I can't really think.
Maybe, like, Due Date. They gave away, like, all the jokes in the movie. Something like that.
Pretty much.
Comedy trailers are notorious for that. They put all the good jokes in the trailer.
Yeah, and then when you see the movie, it's like, oh, that's it. Hilarious. I'm, like, laughing my head off.
Yeah, that's why I sort of now sort of avoid watching comedy trailers, especially, like, Red Band ones.
Yeah, Red Band especially. They give away everything. Like, everything, yeah. I've actually got a really good pick for a teaser trailer, which is extremely misleading. And I'm talking about the original teaser trailer, which was made before the movie, and we know that this movie was plagued with problems. The teaser for Alien 3. Now, do you guys remember this teaser?
Aliens what? There's a third Aliens movie?
Or was it Alien 3? Yeah.
No, I don't think it exists. I think they only made two.
Well, we can always wish that that happened, but this trailer pretty much shows outer space, comes up with Alien 3, and then it shows you Earth. And it's misleading because the movie didn't go there. They don't go to Earth, and the movie was completely different than anything you could have expected from, you know, that 1 minute of a trailer.
Yeah.
And it's a prime example, again, of something very, very misleading. So if you haven't seen it, I'll put it up on the podcast page so people can have a look at it.
And you should definitely put up the Alien trailer, too, on the page. Because that's the exact opposite, because that's the perfect trailer.
Yeah.
For the original Alien.
The original Alien, perfecto. I mean, that is such a... you could even say it's like maybe the best trailer. I can't even think of the right word. It just shows you the right amount, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just like, okay, we're going to show you, like, all this stuff. We're going to show you space. We're going to show you, you know...
Trying to scream in space, but you can't hear them. Someone screaming in space.
We're just going to show you, like, enough. Oh, there's some kind of, like, outer space stuff going on, and then that's it. It's like... So good. Cannot go wrong.
Less is more in trailers. That's part of the rule we're going to take away from this.
Actually, I think one we discussed before the show, which I have to mention on the show, was GoldenEye, of being an awesome excitement trailer. There's some weird GoldenEye.
I don't think that's how it went.
Oh, wait, no, yeah. That's not right.
It's gonna like GoldenEye. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean GoldenEye. I just watched the trailer. And I was like, "Whoa, I fucking want to watch GoldenEye because it's like, it shows you like it's got the James Bond music and it shows you like the James Bond and stuff. And then it shows you like some stuff in the movie, but it's done so well. And it's like, I want to watch this like right now.
You know, it's funny. The same thing happened to me while I was watching when I watched the Casino Royale trailer for the first time.
Yeah, that again is something to get you excited for James Bond.
I think that's the entire point because that's when the franchise is most vulnerable when they have a new Bond coming in. So they really bring out all the stops for those trailers.
That's a good one. Sorry,
it's basically like Bond's back, baby, and he's like even better than ever.
Exactly. That's exactly what they're trying to put across. And it seems like every time it's true. The next Bond's the better Bond. Wait.
Yep.
Yep.
Someone's playing something. Oh man. But do you have like an absolute favorite of all time, or are they just kind of like, yeah, they're all pretty good. All the ones that I like are all just as good.
Yeah,
James Bond the trailers now.
I mean, I don't think I necessarily have a particular favorite, but I think all trailers kind of need to not reveal everything. Like the trailer for Black Swan, for example, I think that kind of gave too much away. I don't know if you guys agree with me, but I think it should have shown a bit less.
Yeah, like it's still a great trailer and all, but I do agree it kind of gave away a little too much.
I think Black Swan is better seen like with the least amount of knowledge as possible.
Mm. Actually, I'll tell you a good trailer, Marcy, that recently that I think was very well used was the trailer to 127 Hours.
Oh my God! Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Basically, it's like all the trailers are like, you know, James Franco just going around bike riding, climbing over rocks, and then all of a sudden he gets trapped, and that's where the trailer ends.
Yeah, so it just zooms out. You're not given anything
what happens afterwards.
Yeah, it just zooms out like, yeah, there we go. Yeah, the fucking good stuff.
Game over.
Game over, man.
Game over.
Dude, MacGyver is on TV right now. It is the strangest episode I've ever seen, and it's guest stars... fucking Sid Haig, like, what the fuck? It's the strangest thing I've ever seen. Duh, sorry, that's, like, just distracting a little bit. Alright, can you give an example of, say, a really bad trailer to a film that you thought actually turned out to be good, if you can think?
There's probably a lot, but I'm trying to think of, one's off the top of
my head. I've got one more recently. I saw the trailer to The Dilemma, which I thought was going to be an absolute piece of shit just by the trailer. It looked horrendous, and I groaned every single time I saw that trailer. And then I ended up seeing the movie at the cinema, and the film actually turned out to actually be pretty decent. Like, it wasn't the best movie ever made, but it was a decent, like, you know, drama comedy type. And, you know, I find some of the actors in it a little bit annoying, but they actually weren't annoying in this movie. And in the trailer, they were fucking annoying. And it's an example of just a shitty trailer, which really put me off seeing the movie for a movie that, you know, really didn't deserve it because it's actually worth a watch. And it kind of annoys me when they do that because I just wonder how many trailers have put me off films that are actually worth watching.
Probably not too many.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, put them in more... For the most case, the trailer's probably going to be better than the movie, just because they pack all the good stuff they can into the trailer.
Mm.
I don't know, though. I can't think of anything that comes off the top of my head where a trailer was crap and the movie was awesome, because I think they usually go hand in hand.
Well, actually, I didn't think much of the trailer for Devil, but I actually really enjoyed the movie for what it was.
Oh, yeah, I got one, Marcy. One bad trailer, good movie, The Bad Lieutenant, Port of Call, New Orleans. Because you think, like, watching that trailer, it's, like, going to be a complete mess, and when you watch it, it's, like, uber awesome.
Yeah, it's
a complete mess of awesome is what it is.
It is.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. The trailer doesn't make you think that you'll enjoy it when, really, you're going to enjoy the shit out of this movie, because it's awesome.
I'm just trying to think of other bad trailers for good movies. Well, I know there's a lot out there, but I just can't really think of any.
Do you know what trailer is absolutely one of the most stunning trailers? I just remembered it right now. And the movie was probably one of the biggest disappointments anybody had ever experienced. Are you ready for it?
Okay, this will be interesting.
Episode 1, The Phantom Menace.
Oh,
oh my God. Don't bring those up.
How excited, seriously.
Those movies weren't as bad as people made them out.
How excited.
I'm not saying they're as bad as they are. I'm just saying.
No, but how excited, right, were you for the first trailer? It was the most epic thing. People went and sold out movie sessions just to see a trailer, and then they left the cinema before the movie started. It was like excitement central. You see the movie and it's like, George Lucas raped my childhood.
Oh, those people can shut up. I hate them. I want to punch every person in the head whoever says that, to be honest.
Yeah, I've just come to terms with the fact that George Lucas has never done any of his films. He's always going to be tinkering with them, and that's just the way it is. whether it sucks or whether it's awesome, that's just the way it's going to be.
Mm. I mean, I this film has so many problems, but I think, like,
it's still,
you know, the better Star Wars movie, you know, was not made by him, so that kind of says something.
Yeah, exactly. That's,
it was kind of too light.
For day, I think.
But it also introduced us to Jar Jar Binks, and that I'm never forgiving him for.
Well, at least with the good sense, he, like, you know, got it, his part smaller and smaller.
Well, that is true. Point. He had enough sense to kind
of... So they never show getting killed, which is always unfortunate. Mm. That should be in episode 2. He falls off a cliff. That's how it should have opened.
Yeah. Do you guys have any other trailers that you can remember that had that effect on you? Like that one?
Like, good trailers to bad movies?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and there's a lot of them.
No, I've got a pretty
easy example. There's so many, but need to figure some up top of my head.
Well,
I'll let Jake first.
Yeah, Jake's trying to say something. Shut up.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Go.
The Last Airbender.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, I can agree with that, yeah.
That was a really good trailer, and I haven't seen the movie, but yeah.
And I'm actually a fairly big fan of the cartoon, because I'm cool like that. Mm. And, the trailer came out, I was like, well, this looks visually awesome. And then he used his Aang voice, and I was like, okay, well, there's artistic license, I guess, involved. That's not the end of the world. And it looked awesome. I was pretty psyched for it. I went and saw it in the theater, and it was, oh, my God. I kind of expressed how sucky that movie was.
I think that movie, for me personally, would have been better if they just not made any of the actors talk.
Yes.
Like, the kids in that movie, like, the adults were okay, but the kids in those movies were terrible.
Oh, man.
I should have just shut them up and just, like, let them just fight and shit. That would have made the movie even better.
Freaking Last Airbender. Although, speaking of M. Night Shyamalama, do you guys remember the trailer for The Sixth Sense and how awesome that was?
I do not remember the trailer.
Oh, my God. It was such a great trailer. I remember seeing it. I can't remember what movie I saw when I saw the trailer, and I was so excited. And I think I was, this was back in, like, when I was 14, I think, when it came out. And I went and saw a movie with my dad, and we saw the trailer, and we're like, oh, my God, we have to go see this, like, as soon as it comes out. And we went and saw it, and it was just like, you know, the trailer just complemented the movie in such a way that it did not let us down on, like, you know, the film was awesome. And that's, I guess, that's kind of what I think they need to do more with trailers now. Do you know what I mean? Like, keep up that level of
excitement. Well, I think that's the goal of every trailer. I don't think anybody goes out the same. I'm going to make a crappy trailer.
Yeah, I know, but they just so fail. Like, I mean,
yeah.
Ugh. There are some trailers that are complete and utter just fail.
Garbage, yeah.
Like,
Mostly, like, you know, pretty much any movie that I've ever mentioned as my why I'm a terrible Australian bit has a terrible trailer.
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, like the backup plan and whatever.
Exactly.
Or anything with Miley Cyrus, who was on interviewed on TV last night. I hope you watched it.
Oh, no.
B loves Miley Cyrus.
Shut up.
It's
illegal now. It's okay, dude. I don't know what the...
exactly.
You're like the third person who's mentioned that on the show.
I just feel you should know. It's not... It's okay. It's okay. There are worse things. Not many, but there are a few.
Actually...
do you guys... Before we, like, flee off topic, do you guys have any other trailers you wanted to mention before we move on to a different topic?
Okay, I got some more, like, I can read out, like, what I have on my list, if you guys like.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, I got the first Dark Knight trailer.
Mm. Uh-huh.
As, like, you know, people were, like, thinking, oh, how's Heath Ledger's not going to do a good Joker and all that, and as soon as that trailer came on and he just started saying, you've changed things, and then it's like,
yeah,
you're like, fuck me.
Yeah.
You're like, this guy nailed it.
I'm an asshole.
But he's going to win the Oscar, and he did.
Yeah,
he did.
Exactly.
So, and also, I have to say, another trailer I used to like watching, I watched like over hundreds and hundreds of times, and it gives me chills every time I watch it, is the first Sin City trailer.
Yes. Fucking yes.
As soon as...
Yeah.
As soon as I got that, saw that trial, I had watched it like a billion times.
So excited for that.
And I went and got the song that they use for the, you know, for the music in the background.
Mm.
And that's awesome.
Oh, wait, I've got another one I just remembered. The original trailer for the Grindhouse feature, that was fucking awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Like, just for the features, I mean, that was so fucking awesome. I remember how excited we were, and then disappointment came in when it just did not do well at the box office, and Australia was not going to get Grindhouse as it was.
It was awesome.
Yeah,
got the Blu-ray box set and all the fake trailers. Those fake trailers are just genius.
The fake, yeah, exactly. The fake trailers are amazing.
Yeah, they got, who are the directors? You got like Rob Zombie, Edgar. I can't remember all the directors for the fake trailers, but there's some, they're gold.
Which was your favorite trailer from the fake
Werewolf Women in the SS.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You got Nicolas Cage in it. I mean, it's fucking awesome. Mine was probably the Thanksgiving because a chick on a trampoline who splits her legs into a knife.
And then you have Machete, which actually it turned into an actual movie, which is pretty cool.
Well, I thought the trailer for Machete, the fake trailer, was better than the entire movie.
Yeah, I agree too.
Oh, you guys suck. Anyways.
Yeah, sorry. I don't know. Jessica Alba ruined that fucking movie for me. She can fuck off.
Oh, well,
Robert De Niro was awesome, though. He was just having too much fun.
Yeah.
So you didn't get the complexity of Jessica Alba's performance. She was like... She was like, what made her performance hysterical was that she took it serious, and that's
She took it like Elizabeth Berkley in Showgirl serious. Like,
yeah.
Dude, it just is so
strange. She's actually going to start some sort of political uprising with this movie.
Yeah, but that's what makes it hilarious.
I don't know. I kind of prefer Jessica Alba's performance in The Killer Inside Me, because what he did to her is what I wanted to do to her in Machete.
You're terrible.
I'm a terrible, awful person.
Indeed you are.
Keep going with those trailers anyway.
Okay, I got Where the Wild Things Are.
Yes, that's full of imagination and beautifulness I want to marry it.
Okay, other trailers that I'm going... Okay, other trailers I love. Sorry. Okay, another trailer that I really loved was the first trailer for Battle Los Angeles, when it had...
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
That was pretty awesome. Also, I loved the trailer to Red Eye, because what's good about that one, because it makes it off the fact that the movie's going to be like a romantic comedy between Cillian Murphy and Rachel McAdams, and then in the last second, it's like, it goes completely evil.
Yeah.
And... also, a couple of classic trailers, The Shining, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm, the elevator one.
Yeah, basically, it's just like, you just have a shot of an elevator, the credits come up saying, starring Jack Nicholson, Shelley Duvall, directed by Stanley Kubrick, and blah, 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 and then all of a sudden, like, blood comes out of the elevators in slow motion with this really awesome...
Epic
sort of score that's like sounds like nails on a chalkboard.
Mm.
Yeah,
and interesting enough, that same music was also used in the teaser trailer for 2012. Yep.
Bloody 2012. Not that I've seen it, but whatever.
Marcy, you will watch that movie and you will love it as much as I did.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah. The most epic thing ever.
Mm-hmm.
it's pretty epic.
Yeah, it's pretty epic because it's awesome because it's like Machete. That it's kind of self-aware of exactly what it is.
Yeah, although I don't doubt that, you know, the world's just going to collapse on itself anytime now.
Yes. Yeah. It's like...
I mean, 2012, so next year.
Yep. Also, another one is the Freddy vs. Jason trailer. If you're a fan of Nightmare on Elm Street and Friday the 13th, you practically, like, jizzed yourself the first time you saw that trailer.
Yeah, or if you're a girl, you just had to change your underwear.
Exactly. Also, another one I love was the Little Children trailer.
With Haley Joel Osment. Oh, sorry.
With Haley Earl Jackie Earl Haley Jasmine. John Haley. If anyone wants to know why are we giggly, because something happened before the podcast. And you will see a picture of it, hopefully, on Marcy's MFC page.
Yeah, I'll go put it on MFC, like, right now, and everybody's going to be very confused.
Yeah, like, what the hell?
But you have to call it, it's like Haley, Jackie, Osmond, Earl, Haley, Joffle.
Smoking a cigar. And a deli or something.
That's his name. Anyways.
Breathe. Don't forget to breathe. Very important. I mean...
Yes.
Miyagi.
Loved the trailers to the new Star Trek movie.
Oh, I was going to bring that up. Fucking awesome.
That was
Especially the last one they had with that really epic music score that was played over it.
Because
that gave me chills as well. You definitely know when a trailer is completely awesome when it just gives you chills.
Yeah. You're compelled to see the movie. You have to. There's no option. That's what those trailers do.
Exactly. And, yeah, that's one of the some of my favourites. I'll send it over to you guys.
I don't remember half the trailers I like. Let me see. Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the original, is really, really good. That just fucking is scary as shit.
Who will survive and what will be left of it?
Exactly. Like, that's amazing.
I agree. That's a great one, too.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. I don't remember. Oh, the one on this list was Eyes Wide Shut. That was a good one, actually. It just showed you, like, nothing, pretty much. It just showed you, like, the stars doing naughty things.
Boning each other.
It's like, yeah, I've got to see this movie. It was, like at that point. Yeah, I mean, it's hard to, like, think of lists because I always forget stuff. Yeah, I'm just going to leave it at that for now. Jake, do you have any other last
addition? I've got a couple.
He's got a
couple. Four words. Tron Legacy Daft Punk. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I just wanted to groove after that all day. I should have had that on repeat, just the trailer. That was just great. It set the tone for the entire film, which I actually liked. I was a pretty big fan of Tron Legacy.
Yeah. And well, if you've seen my room, you'll understand my love of Tron Legacy and all things Tron.
And another movie, which, I don't know, I like. A lot of people like to hate on it. Superman Returns. When I saw the trailer,
oh my God, that was a fucking awesome.
It had a good nostalgic feel about it, and it felt right.
It was amazing. Oh my God, I completely forgot that. And I am a fan of the movie, and shut up everybody who doesn't like it.
Yeah,
exactly. Seeing that trailer, like, as a Superman fan, I was just like, you know, wetting my pants. It was like, oh my God, if I don't see this movie, like, right away, I'm going to explode.
You were, like, developing a time machine so you can, like, go forward into the future to watch
exactly.
that movie.
Exactly.
Yeah, those are a couple of more recent ones that come to mind.
I don't know about classics. I already mentioned the Alien one. That one's probably one of my favorites. Man, it's kind of overwhelming. Nothing's coming to mind.
It's really strange. I mean, if you can think of anything, we will... mention them, but we're going to move on to our next topic, which is our question of the week, which nobody's prepared for, which is awesome.
Do we even have a question? Do we prepare a question for the question of the week?
We do. One of our fans, Daniel Halkin, has sent us a question, and he wants to know, what is our go-to movie when we are bored? So when you're bored at home and you don't know what the fuck to do, what movie do you put on to keep you entertained?
Oh, man.
B, do you have anything that you can talk about that's the top of your head?
Of course. Definitely one of my all-time favourite movies, The Goonies. Which is, like, I've watched that ever since I was a kid, and I continue to watch it to this very day. And I actually recently got it for the Blu-ray. For my birthday.
Oh, nice.
And
I'm actually...
With the board game and everything?
I don't think it came with the board game, but it did come with some, like, articles and other little cool stuff with it.
Oh, sweet.
But I'm anxious to actually sit back and watch that soon. So to see what it's like.
Hey guys.
Also, definitely what else could probably also my all time favorite movie, Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
Which is always fun to watch.
It's always fun to act out as well. not the
especially like if you hear me or Nick doing like our reenactment of Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
Especially in a public place where no one else is in on the joke.
Yeah.
Well, if you come to the MFC Skype page, you can learn all about what goes on when we're not recording. But anyways, also Jaws, by pretty much any Steven Spielberg movie.
Yeah.
Star Wars, and there's a couple of others as well, but those are sort of like my main ones at the moment.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, and the first Michael Bay Transformers movie, because like I can watch that all the time because
that's a lot of fun.
It's absolutely fun. So yeah.
Yeah. Mine would be okay. My number one go-to movie when there's nothing else to watch has become Shaun of the Dead.
Oh yeah, that's mine too. One of mine too.
I've seen it so many times. I even watch it like with audio commentary.
Yeah, I love doing that too.
It's
so much.
It's so much fun. I love that movie. I've seen it so many times. It's insane. Like, that is definitely just something I just put on, like, if I'm bored, if I'm going to, like, I can't sleep, I'm going to put that on. Another one is Ed Wood. I don't know what it is about the movie. It's just fucking, it's one of the most awesome movies ever made. And it's just so much fun. I love Johnny Depp's performance as Ed Wood and Martin Landau as, Bela Lugosi. I mean, it's just so good. I love watching it. It really just makes you kind of love, you know, the real Ed Wood. And, you know, he had so many quirks. He thought he was making masterpiece movies.
Oh, he was.
So amazing. Oh my God. And with that said, you know, Plan 9 from Outer Space is another really good one to just put on and enjoy. Because future events such as these will affect you in the future.
God off. Sidekick. Fuck you.
No, it goes like this. Karloff. Sidekick. Fuck you.
actually, Marcy, speaking of bad movies, we also have to mention, of course, like two of the most popular movies of this podcast, Troll 2 and No Retreat, No Surrender.
Yeah, Troll 2 is definitely, you know, I'm bored, what can I watch? I'm going to watch Troll 2. I'm going to go to Nilbog and be all like, you can't piss in hospitality. I won't allow it. What are you going to do to me, Daddy?
Coffee, that's the devil's drink.
Oh my god!
Hey, Marcy, you know what's even better than watching those movies? Watching those movies with our awesome audio commentary.
Exactly. Except I think we need to redo the Troll 2 commentary again.
We'll do that as a special upcoming edition.
Yeah, because I think the commentary is just basically me drooling over George Hardy and getting excited over Elliot's eyebrows. Which is very strange. And you get jizzed all over by the Hulk, apparently.
Oh, no. You had to bring that up again.
Yeah, sorry. And No Retreat, No Surrender is awesome. I mean, that is a perfect rainy day movie. Or like a boredom movie. Because you can witness martial arts with Van Damme breaking a man's leg at the beginning of a movie, and for that man to be the martial arts teacher at the school, for him to scream like a girl and to start crying, I mean, there is nothing better than watching that. Or
JCD has that effect on people.
Oh my god. I'm going to break your leg and I'm going to cry, and then I'm going to leave town and go to Seattle and like move my family there. It's a must-see movie, and then it's like, I'm just gonna have like a really homosexual relationship with my new best friend. He's gonna sit on my crotch while I'm doing exercises.
There's nothing gay about that, okay?
No, there's not at all.
Oh, yeah, Marcy. Also, The Golden Bat, which is another movie you can watch on a rainy day.
I mean, I've only seen that movie, like, once or twice.
But everyone should check it out because it's, like, awesome.
Yeah, I mean, you need to see The Golden Bat because he looks like a Liberace Skeletor, which is the most amazing thing.
Liberace and Skeletor had a child. He looked like The Golden Bat.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I mean, there's those. I mean, there's always Showgirls, and I bought the Blu-ray last weekend, and I got to experience Showgirls on Blu-ray. And what Blu-ray brings with Showgirls, it makes it that much more trashier. It's unbelievable. Like, when you see the colors are just so vibrant, and you can see their makeup, they look like transvestites. It's crazy. And you can
that's what Vegas is all about.
Oh my god, and you can see like armpit stubble on the actresses, and you can really see their landing strips. It's unbelievable. I mean, you haven't seen a movie on Blu-ray unless you watch Showgirls and see Elizabeth Berkley rotate her pussy in high definition. It's unbelievable.
I have to ask, Marcy, can you still see, in Blu-ray, can you see Elizabeth Berkley's, like, saliva on the actual stripper pole? Cool. Like,
yeah, you can see everything. You can see what she had for lunch 3 weeks ago. I mean, yeah. And one more movie I'll mention just for this bit, Reservoir Dogs I watch all the time. It's my favourite. I mean, it's my second favourite movie of all time. So if I'm bored, I'll definitely put that on as well. And I'll act it out as all the characters.
Even Mr. Bean?
Yeah, I love, it's my favourite, like, quote in a movie is just, why am I Mr. Pink? It's so awesome. So, Jake, what about you? What do you put on when you're bored?
Oh, man. Whenever I'm in doubt, I go to my 80s action cheesy flicks. I go to my Lethal Weapons, my Die Hards, those types of movies. I can never get enough of those. I'm a big fan of Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. I think Robert Downey Jr. and Val Kilmer, that might be one of the greatest movies ever made. Yeah. And I watched that way too much. The dialogue in that movie just makes me laugh. It's just amazing. And if I'm feeling nostalgic, I'll probably watch probably Indiana Jones.
Definitely.
Ark of the Covenant, probably, yeah. Mm. That's probably the movie I've probably seen the most, to be honest. It's, when in doubt, it's by Indiana Jones.
Yeah, exactly. Although I think I've seen The Last Crusade the most because that was always available at, like, the video store for rental back in, you know, when I was, like, 6 years old. And I've probably seen that the most. Love it. How can you not love Indy? Yeah. I like the music. I'm like,
oh, yeah, I also forgot Back to the Future.
I just recently got that on Blu-ray, the Blu-ray box set. Oh my god, amazing.
Me too. I haven't had a chance to watch it yet, but I do have it and I can't wait to.
Oh, nice. It just looks like a brand new movie.
Oh my gosh, that's convincing me to just want to get it on Blu-ray.
Marcy, you should get it on Blu-ray.
Yeah, I'll go get it on Blu-ray when I like feel like it. Oh, another one, Reanimator. I always watch that when I'm bored, or just any time. Because you haven't seen Awesome until you've seen a head go down on a chick. No, sorry, a body holding the head going down on a chick.
There's a whole new term to getting head, that's for sure.
That's my all-time favorite horror movie, and it's amazing. So... Yeah.
They made a musical about that. Did you know that? There's a musical play right now in Southern California.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. There's a musical play directed by Stuart Gordon, but I was kind of pissed off because Jeffrey Combs does not play Herbert West, and that's not right.
Bastard.
I mean, he is Herbert West. Like, he's just the most amazing actor of all time. Oh, yeah, and one more for the road with movies. RoboCop is becoming one of my go-to movies for just something to watch out of the blue when I'm bored or there's nothing to do or I can't decide. Like, if I want to watch a movie and I just can't decide, I'll end up putting on, like, RoboCop as well.
Cool.
Because that movie's awesome, as it is. Paul Verhoeven, he is the go-to man when I can't decide what to watch.
Peter Weller, he's just an actor in person, jeez.
Oh, yeah, I was speaking...
Doctor in art or something like that? It's crazy.
Oh, yeah, speaking of Paul Verhoeven, Starship Troopers is another one I like to go back and watch over and over again.
Oh, yeah.
That's actually my favourite Verhoeven film.
Mine is RoboCop, I think.
I want Starship Troopers too. I think that's my favourite. Would you like to hear more?
Are you... never mind. I was gonna say a lie for that movie, but I forgot what it was.
Fail. I have a feeling, anyway, when Tron Legacy comes out on Blu-ray, it's probably going to be my go-to movie as well, because I love my Trons. I'll, like, watch it with my, like, light disc. I mean, my identity disc and my Sam Flynn action figure.
I'll snuggle up.
Yeah, I'll have those, and I'll have, like, everything that's still in their boxes and my Art of Tron Legacy book and my Daft Punk postcard. Yeah, I'm a geek. Do you guys have any other movies that are, like, your go-to for question of the week?
Sort of. It's not necessarily a go-to movie, but if I'm flipping through the channels and it's on, I have to stop and watch it regardless. Independence Day. I have to watch it if I find it on TV. It just has to be done.
Hell,
I can't not watch it.
Hell yeah.
I
will, that too, but I love that movie, so... Nothing wrong with, like, big alien invasion movies, you know, where Will Smith, like, punches an alien.
Welcome to Earth! Bam!
And there's Jeff Goldblum, like, you know, doing his best Jeff Goldblum.
Let's put a virus on the spaceship. Speaking of Jeff Goldblum, Jurassic Park, hello. How could we not mention Jurassic
that's
Park?
That's a big pile of shit.
That is one big pile of shit. There are dinosaurs on the dinosaur tour. Jurassic Park is a fucking legendary movie to watch. Like, out of, you know, you've got nothing else to watch. I mean, you can't go wrong in Jurassic Park.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, I got the mecha. I think I've got the mecha of all movies. Ghostbusters.
Oh, yeah.
True story, Ernie Hudson hugged me.
This is like the 1,000th time you mentioned that on the show.
I know. If you bring up Ghostbusters, I'm going to say Ernie Hudson hugged me.
I'll wait till the day when Ernie Hudson hugs me for no apparent reason.
Excuse me, he hugged me because I gave him a compliment.
Oh, well, I'll give him, awesome, like, the man. Best compliment. I'll just tell that, like, you know, Winston's, like, the best character in the entire series.
Oh, Bill Murray out of the water.
Exactly.
You're way better than Bill Murray. Yeah, you might. He might burn you for that compliment.
And I'll tell him that he rocked in Dragon Ball Evolution.
He's over 9,000.
Oh my god. Yes.
Also, this one last one. Pretty much any Christopher Nolan movie, like the Batman movies or Inception or. Memento and the Prestige and all the rest.
All of them.
All of them.
Kind
of
like that.
I think, like, by next year we'll be including The Dark Knight Rises on that list too.
Yeah.
Even though I'm not a fan of the title.
No, it sounds like a porno parody title.
The I Dark Knight. I'm trying to keep the name of my recognition, but it's a Batman movie. I'm pretty sure if you name it anything, people are still going to know it's a Batman movie. Oh, well.
Yeah, pretty much.
I trust him.
Yeah, me too.
There will be a reason during the movie why that movie is called The Dark Knight Rises. Just like
he's
going to
get
Dark
a huge
Knight
boner. I mean, no, that's not right. Sorry.
He's going to bone Mary Coulthard and Anne Hathaway.
At the same time.
Whoa! That's the kind of Batman he is.
Yeah, because Catwoman's in the movie. Who wouldn't want to? Yeah, so that's a lot of, there's a lot of movies, like, you know, just, it's mainly, like, really the classics, you know, we all sort of, like, go back to, and, you know, there's a couple of new ones there as well, but pretty much everything that I think we've said so far, I definitely go back and watch again. Like, if I'm bored, or if there's nothing else on, or if I have mates around and we just want to watch a movie, we just put on, you know, something, you know, classic.
Tried and true.
Of course.
Yeah. So, I guess that'd be a wrap from all of us, unless you've got any last things to say. Hey?
No.
Well, thanks for having me on the show. I want to say thanks for sure.
Yeah, well, thanks for taking the time out to join us. As we need to do now, when we go through every podcast from now on, where everybody can find us, because I kind of forgot to do that for like 50 episodes. So you can find Super Marcy, me. You can find the website at supermarcy.com. You can find my Twitter at supermarcy at Twitter, or twitter.com/supermarcy. You can look up Super Podcast on Facebook. You can find me. If you just look up Super Marcy, you can find me wherever you like. So pretty much that's where you can find me. The email is marcy@supermarcy.com. Bede, where can we find you?
Well, since you sort of did my did mine last week very fast, I never got a chance to do my joke for where you could find me. So I'm going to have to do it again now because I haven't thought of anything else. So since last week's one was a comic book adaptations of the 90s, you can find me walking around in my house in my nipple suited bat suit.
Nipple suited bat
with the sculpted ass included, and using my bat credit card to like do my shopping. But you can also find me at twitter.com/bejamine. On my Facebook at facebook.com/bejamine, on my MSC page at moviefancentral.com/terraaustralis, or if you want to send me a question, you can send one to me at vu.com/bejamine, and also you can also read my weekly writings for supermarcy.com in both my movie song of the week and my recommendation of the week.
Yep. And our lovely guest, where can people find you if you want them to stalk you?
Oh, man, I don't know. I'll probably be busy stalking them, so probably over the right shoulder. I also frequent Movie Fan Central. My username is Jake Likes Movies. So there's that. I write for The Digital Dorm, part of Juggalo.com. So I write a couple articles each weekday there, so you can check me out there. And I do have a Twitter account because I'm cool like that. And it is also Jake Likes Movies, so Twitter / whatever that business is, and just Jake Likes Movies.
Yeah. Cool. Well, thanks again for joining us. I hope you had a really wonderful time with us.
Oh, it was a blast.
I should hope so. We are slightly insane. Okay, that's a lie. We're extremely insane.
You're not just ahead of the curve.
We're not insane. We're just different.
Yeah. We're different. Yes. So I have been super. Bede has been terrible, and Jake likes movies. So with that said, I'll be back next week.
Bye. See you, everyone.